Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your go-to source for the latest updates on the aerospace industry in the Northwest. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel. Today we're diving into a topic that's really crucial for innovation in our sector, knowledge transfer partnerships, or KTPs for short.
Hey Emma, I've heard the term KTP before, but I'm not entirely sure what it is. Could you explain?
Of course, KTPs are partnerships between businesses and academic institutions, supported by government funding. They help companies develop, test, and commercialize new technologies. The Northwest is a hotbed for these partnerships because we have world-class universities like Manchester, Liverpool, and Lancaster, and even Sheffield's Advanced Manufacturing Research Center nearby.
I see, so these partnerships are designed to bring innovation to the aerospace industry, but I wonder, what are the challenges businesses might face when entering into KTPs?
That's a great question. One of the main challenges is the complexity around intellectual property, or IP. When companies partner with universities, they need to protect their IP properly. The academic side often wants to publish their research quickly, but businesses need time to secure IP protection first.
Oh, right, so there's a potential conflict between the academic need to publish and the business need to protect IP. That must be a delicate balance to strike.
Exactly. To manage this, businesses should have confidentiality agreements in place before the research starts. Also, they need to consider if the new work will build on existing IP they or the university already owns.
What happens if the KTP creates new IP? How is that managed?
That's another key point. Future IP ownership and management must be decided upfront. Businesses and universities should discuss whether licenses will be needed and who owns what. Ideally, any IP license should last forever and cover all possible applications, including future ones.
And how about revenue from any joint IP? That must be a sensitive negotiation.
Absolutely. Negotiating how to split revenue from joint IP can be critical. Universities might not fully understand the economic landscape of the aerospace industry, so it's important to explain the business side to them to get a fair deal.
I see, that makes sense, but there are other legal considerations too, right?
Yes, a recent High Court case highlighted that students involved in KTPs are considered consumers, not employees. This means businesses need to be aware of consumer regulations when working with students. Compensation agreements should reflect this and ensure a fair split between the institution and the student.
Wow, that's an interesting legal nuance. So, it's important to get legal advice when setting up a KTP.
Definitely. Engaging a specialist IP lawyer helps create a solid legal framework. It's a straightforward step that can save a lot of headaches later. Plus, larger businesses can get government funding to cover up to 50% of project costs, and SMEs can get up to 67%.
That's a big incentive. So, for companies considering a KTP, what's the first step?
Start by reviewing the university's IP ownership policies, which are usually published. Then, work with a legal advisor to create a tailored agreement that covers all aspects of IP, confidentiality, and responsibilities. Brabner's, a law firm we mentioned, offers support for this process.
And if a company has experience with KTPs, should they share it?
Yes, the NWAA is creating a knowledge bank of best practices by gathering insights from members who have been involved in KTPs. This will help others learn from real experiences.
That sounds like a valuable resource. So to sum up, KTPs are a powerful tool for innovation but require careful planning, especially around IP and legal agreements.
Exactly, and with the right support, the benefits can be huge. If you're interested in learning more about KTPs, visit www.ktp-uk.org. For legal advice on setting up a KTP, contact Sarah Ludlam at brabners.com. Thanks for tuning in, Daniel.
Thanks for the insightful discussion, Emma. Until next time, keep flying high with the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.